Welcome to Short Take. Fabian Driehorst, co-founder of production house Fabian & Fried, is a producer of animation and hybrid films. He participated in training initiatives such as Berlinale Talents, Annie Docs, and Ace Producers. Fabian is chairman of AG Animationsfilm, member of ASIFA, and the European Film Academy and the Film Producers Association Germany. On top of that, he's ACES German Producer on the Move 2024. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Fabian. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
I'm a bit tired. I'm calm and grateful.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I like to be surrounded by nice people, preferably not in the center of attention.
Okay. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Gummibärchen.
That was first.
I can watch James Bond movies like 1,000 times. I did so already.
Do you have a favorite James Bond movie?
Yeah, the one where Diana Rick is dying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's I forgot the title, actually. So one, I felt like this one of the deepest James Bond movies, if you could say so.
Okay. What is the favorite job you've done? And doesn't necessarily have to be anything film related.
I used to be a drummer when I was younger. And I was invited when I was like 19 or 20 to teach drum lessons to a student at the University of Braunschweig. Mm-hmm. And they had a rehearsal room in the top floor with a glass dome rooftop,
okay.
Surrounded by a terrace with a view over the city. And I think that was the most spectacular sound and music experience I ever
had. That sounds really, really spectacular. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I feel very fortunate. I have quite a lot of friends from my childhood or school time, like 25 years already or more. And I think what kept us close, even like with physical distance, is that we have a very strong shared respect, honesty, and loyalty towards each other.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food?
I like a lot of food, and I like also to try out new things all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think at the moment, I would say food from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Anything in particular?
No, I really like the variety and eating in the group and then putting all the stuff in the middle and sharing. It's wonderful, yeah.
If you weren't a producer, what would you be? A drummer?
Love to be a doctor. No, I'm not a drummer, actually. I'm happy that I skipped that part. No, I mean, it's also about talent. But like, if I could just freely choose, yeah. I think I would like to be a doctor and an internist, yeah. I think is one of the most meaningful jobs.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Would like to have a real life talent that I don't really have.
I'm sure that's not.
I would like to be able to speak all languages in the world. I think that's the absolute superpower.
Yeah, that's a good one. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe also as an audience member?
It's a childhood memory. I grew up in a village in the countryside, and our neighbor, he was collecting these old movie projectors, the vintage one with celluloid. Mm. And he was doing sometimes screening for us kids. And there was one film, I'm not sure how popular it is. It's called Frog Dreaming. It's an Australian film. Mm-hmm. It's a children's film with an actor called Henry Thomas. He played the boy in E.T.
Yes.
You know him, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And this film, it was so scary to me, but also absolutely fascinating. And it had a strong influence on the movies I still like today, and I think also the ones that I want to do for children.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Still reading The Diary of Wimpy Kid.
Okay.
It's a children's book by Jeff Kinney. It's super funny. I mean, I'm reading it to my daughter, but we are laughing together about it. Yeah. It's beautiful.
There's a film or a series, right?
Not.
Yeah.
I think there's six films around it or something. Yeah, I didn't know it's so big, but then my daughter found it and I was like, wow, that's really something nice.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes.
Nice one.
I find him super interesting character. Mega intelligent, but broken. He has to compensate his over-functioning brain. Always on fire and lonely at the same time. Needs people close, but cannot deal with him. So for me, this is a character full of wonderful contradictions.
Yeah. So more film-related subjects again. What is the next possibly German, doesn't have to be, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And please mention your own work.
Yeah, then I would mention my own work, actually. that's also a German film. I've been working since quite a while on the adaptation of Thorpe Peter, which is, I mean, you know it, but like, and maybe not everyone who's listening, but it's one of the oldest and probably most famous German picture books.
Yes.
And I want to adapt it into an animated film for children and families, which is not easy because the picture book is just portraying kids misbehaving and there is no story. So we have to invent an original story around these characters and working with the story of the kids and also learning about the writer, Heinrich Hoffmann, and what he contributed to children and how he came up with these characters. Yeah, that's super exciting.
Yeah. Is it public property?
Yeah. It's public domain.
Public domain, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's quite gruesome.
It's from 1850. And I think that I probably know it's a lot of people who tried adapting it, but there's no film basically, but because the problem really is that there is no story.
Okay. Wow. Looking forward to that. And
me too.
Which German or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you're working with or you worked with in the past?
I would recommend the writer-director Frederik Schulz. We have produced three short films together, and he is an incredible mind and visionary when it comes to animated film. So I can't wait to see his first feature film.
Thanks for the recommendation. We're pivoting again, now a little bit more personal stuff. What do you like most about yourself?
I can love about myself a lot. I think that is, that's the most fun part. And I'm also very much committed when it comes to my work and making our films against all odds.
What do you dislike about yourself?
It always makes me sad when I'm not like 100% in the moment, especially when I'm with my family or especially with my daughter.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I keep saying that.
Yeah, when I read my daughter a bedtime story, then I sometimes fall asleep.
Oh.
And last time, my sleep was so good. But then I woke up and I decided to go into my own bed. But then it took me hours to go back to sleep. You should have just stayed.
Yes, which random thing makes you happy?
Children's laughter.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Never give up and don't take yourself too seriously.
We're already at the last question. Who would play you in a film or series about your life? If it's not an animation film.
Maybe even an animation. The actor that I really find fascinating is John Turturro.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm giving an interesting character, but I would be very curious what part of me as a character he would choose and how he would interpret it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he's like so funny and innocent and dangerous. He can actually has such a wide spectrum that he can play. Yeah, that would fascinate.
Okay, great answer. And that was it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us, Fabian. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.